I was so excited to be able to sit down and speak with two members of the New York City-based sextet chamber ensemble, Y Music, which includes the six instruments, trumpet, flute, clarinet, viola, violin, and cello. And I spoke with cellist Gabriel Cabezas as well as the violinist Rob Moose, and we spoke about the release of their latest album, Ecstatic Science. And I am ecstatic for you to hear our conversation, so keep listening. So your new album, Ecstatic Science, is Y Music's fourth studio album, and I'm curious to know where the inspiration for this name and the album cover came from.
Well...
Oh, yeah, totally. Go for it, Gabe.
Oh, sorry. No, that's okay. I was just going to say that Ecstatic Science is the name of one of the pieces on the album by Missy Mazzoli, and we were really sort of in love with the idea of something that could be really mechanical and scientific, but something that was also filled with joy. And for us, one of the things that we actually love as a group is that we get to travel and be on airplanes a lot. And so we sort of started to marry those things together. And our flutist, Alex Sopp, who's a wonderful visual artist as well as a flutist, she went with that idea to create the album art.
I love this idea of marrying the things that you love most, music and traveling. That's really special. So the music that you guys play in this album all comes from basically an all-star makeup of living contemporary composers. What was the creative process like from start to finish?
Well, our group, because of its unique instrumentation, has always been required to commission pieces from different composers, and we've been lucky to be in a community that has so many interesting folks writing that we've kind of come up in our professional careers with. I can't remember which of the pieces on the album we got first, but one of the significant contributions was from Caroline Shaw, and we were being presented at Carnegie Hall at their space Zankel Hall in 2016, and they wanted to commission, I think it was for their 125th anniversary, they commissioned 125 different pieces, and two of them we were lucky enough to get by Chris Thiele and Caroline Shaw. So we loved that piece, and we thought that that could really kind of form the center or backbone of the album. And around that time, we were touring with Ben Folds for a couple of years on an album we made together called So There. And we were able to commission Missy Mazzoli and, oddly enough, premiered her piece in Sydney, Australia, during a tour with Ben on an off night. And then Gabe, who joined our group 6 years ago, knew these two up-and-coming composers, Gabriella Smith and Paul Wianco, and suggested that we work with them, and maybe he can talk about that process too.
Yeah, I mean, one of the great things about Y Music is that we have to find all of our music somewhere, and we have sort of a precedent of just getting music written by our friends, and we're lucky that we love our friends' music. And Paul and Gabriella are two musicians that I think the world of. I went to college with Gabriella and have worked with her a lot, and I attended the Marlboro Music Festival with Paul a while back, and Paul is also a cellist, so we had a really good time talking about that piece, and I love performing both their musics.
So I'm wondering, are there any composers that you have yet to commission music from that you'd love to work with?
Well, it's an interesting issue for us because we have sort of, however accidentally, developed this pattern of working with people we know who are around us. And so we haven't started out as a group and thought, one day we'll be able to commission Philip Glass or something like that. And I think there have been different times in the group's evolution where we've wondered, like, should we try to commission a quote-unquote adult composer? You know, like the second time we were presented by Carnegie last year, we reached out to Tom Addis to see if there would be interest in doing something there. And there seemed to be interest, but maybe a difficulty in timing. And a lot of those composers that are really, really established that we don't necessarily have professional or friendly relationships with, they tend to kind of write pieces of music that they feel like writing, and then figuring out how to fund them and when they'll be performed, because their names kind of take care of all that. So it's sort of different than the way we typically work. And I'm sure that at some point something like that might happen. But I think for now, we've actually have a new interest and new habit of starting to write our own music for the first time after 12 years of being a group, which is something that we're incredibly energized about.
So speaking of writing your own music, traditionally we see a couple symphonies and maybe a programmatic piece or two on the CD, and that would be the album. Now, you guys aren't really traditional at all. You know, Fred Child labels you as, you know, alt or indie classical. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts on how Y Music engages with this. Like, what are you guys thinking about when you're making an album, and especially Ecstatic Science?
Well, every album project is a little different. Everything has its own inspiration. Sometimes you have a collection of pieces and you want to create something for them to go together. Sometimes you have an idea of, you know, pieces that are like this or pieces by certain people, and you think that that would make something that would come together. I mean, one of the advantages of working in new music and creating everything from scratch is that you're not beholden to anything that came before. If anything, a lot of albums of contemporary classical music more resemble albums by non-classical groups, and I think that that offers a sort of flexibility that is important and interesting for the future of classical music in general.
I'm curious a little bit more about your backgrounds. Were you both conservatory-trained musicians?
Yes.
In a word, yes.
Yeah.
So did you guys feel like you were given the space, the support, or the resources to explore your interests in, you know, the genre-bending form of classical music that you guys produce now?
I was actually really focused on that type of thing. I don't know if I had a name for it, but I moved to New York City to go to Manhattan School of Music and was quickly kind of enamored of the various music scenes happening here, whether it was jazz or rock bands or just things. You know, I grew up in a smaller town, and to be here, I was certainly pumped to go to Carnegie Hall and hear, you know, string quartets play and things like that. But I was equally interested in all this other music that was happening and was trying to figure out what sort of path could be available to me and how to tie together my various interests. And I feel like Y Music was actually born of that type of question, because a lot of the members of the group went to Juilliard together. Four of the six members were there, and some of us who didn't go, you know, met at different points in our early professional careers, and we kept running into each other in these situations in which bands and songwriters were hiring instrumentalists to augment their ensemble in larger shows. And there seemed to be a whole scene around that where it's like, this is classical music and this is also bands and songwriters, and could we actually develop this sort of exchange more deeply, where maybe instead of just always joining them for performances, like, some of these people could write music for an ensemble like us, and we could also take very seriously the idea of working with them. So I guess I don't feel like it was cultivated specifically in my school experience, but in that time and in the city that I was in and shortly after graduating, it felt like it was something that was in the air that I think collectively we wanted to pursue.
Nice. So you guys had a record release show for Ecstatic Science at Rockwood Music Hall in early March. How'd that go?
It's always really fun to play at Rockwood. It's a amazing small venue on the Lower East Side of New York, where I think we have done 3 album release shows out of the 4 albums, and it's just a really great atmosphere, and it was wonderful to share the album with our friends and to celebrate a little bit with them.
So I'm wondering, what kind of thoughts and emotions run through your mind when you're on stage about to perform and premiere brand new music?
Well, it's actually can be quite frightening. I was going to say about the album release show too, just knowing certain people who are going to be there, your friends and colleagues, your management. My parents were there. It's just, you know, sometimes playing in those smaller places, it's like you're aware of every individual person, which is great. I think when you can kind of overcome those feelings and use them for something positive, it is a more rewarding performance even. But our group we're really great friends. We're like a family with each other. And I think we work very hard to learn the music we're going to play, but the first time you play it is the first time. And you will continue to learn so much from those early performances that you can't necessarily anticipate in rehearsals. But I think we just really try to focus on listening to each other and kind of, you know, getting outside of your individual part and just embracing that kind of collective feeling, and that we'll all sort of help each other and lift each other up through it. We recently premiered a work by Andrew Norman called Difference, which arrived in the fall, and we've only had the chance to perform, I think, 3 times, and it's extremely challenging. It's like 23 minutes of consecutive music where the whole opening is one note passed around from player to player with no pause, and the rhythm sounds simple, but the rhythmic patterns are quite complex, and so we really, really have to focus at a level that maybe none of our other pieces have required. And feels like you're doing sports almost, but there is absolutely an ecstasy that comes from achieving that. And I think we just trust each other so much and we know we can get through it together.
Yeah, definitely. And I've come to find that playing new music is not only an exploration of the genre, but also an exploration of your instrument. I mean, even in Ecstatic Science, I heard a lot of extended techniques. Do you guys have any favorite extended techniques or effects that you like producing on your instruments?
This is kind of funny because I feel like a lot of the extended techniques that we do are just sort of things that we mess around with for fun. And then somebody else in the group is like, oh, that's really cool. You should do something with that. But I have had on Ecstatic Science and in a lot of other Y Music repertoire, I play a lot of different percussive sounds on the cello. And it's really fun for me to find actually how different pitched options are available to you if you're just hitting or slightly tapping different parts of the instrument. And so it's been really fun to both find like a rhythmic drive to add to the group, but also something that's almost melodic about that rhythm.
Yeah, there are so many exciting extended techniques on this record. I mean, I always love an artificial harmonic all day long. I'm trying to think, there are some great ones in the Caroline Shaw piece where she has us kind of mimicking this sort of Morse code-esque vocal delivery thing that she does a lot in her music, but in pizzicato. What are the other really good ones?
There's a trumpet extended technique where you blow air across the valves, and it sounds sort of wind chimey, but also like deeply creepy. It's super cool. There are moments in a couple of the pieces that have the clarinetist growl into their instrument, which comes out as like this guttural, very like not of this earth sound. There's just a lot that's available, even things that in retrospect might seem a little bit more obvious, which is kind of crazy.
Those are both from Gabriella Smith pieces.
That's really awesome to hear. Now, before I let you guys go, what's the best way for our interested listeners to keep up with all that you guys are doing?
Well, we try to stay active on Instagram and Facebook. You know, we're trying to share little snippets of music that we're creating there. So what's our thing? Y Music NYC?
Y Music NYC on Instagram and also on Twitter. And I believe it's Y Music NYC as well on Facebook.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time. I hope to see you down here in Knoxville. Maybe you'll be at Big Ears Festival in the coming years.
That is always our dream.
Yep.
Spread the word.
I'll do my best. Thank you guys again so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gabriel Cabezas and Rob Moose of the New York City-based Sextet Chamber Ensemble Y Music talking about their latest album release, Ecstatic Science, which is available now. Happy listening.